helping the environment, conserving resources, being healthy, and saving money. That's what it's all about. And you have found the right place for that information. It's Green Living with Howard Garrett.
All righty. Welcome back, everybody. The show is called Green Living. We're talking about how to be healthy on every hour of the show here. If you're new to the show, you can go to our website and see what we're all about. You can see you can listen to archives of past shows, including the past hour when we were talking about sea salt, and we're going to continue to do that. I wanted to tell everybody one more time real quickly about the fact that we have a newsletter that's free. Goes out to a lot of people. We really have a lot of response on the newsletter. I think one reason is we cover one subject at a time. It goes out on Tuesdays. This coming Tuesday, it'll be about the sea salt that we're talking about today, the Redmond sea salt, and why I'm such a big fan. It is in our shop, the Green Living Shop. It is in a lot of retail stores. If your retail store doesn't have it, you can find out, you know, through us or contacting Redmond direct, you can get it and have it in your store as well. And joining us from the Redmond Sea Salt Company is Daryl Bouchard. Daryl, you there?
Yes. How are you, Howard?
I am great. Let's tell everybody that may not have heard it a little bit about I don't even know for sure how the company came about, how long it's been around, and how people can get more information about the sea salt. And then I want to talk about the clay that you have also a little bit.
Okay, just a quick recap from our last hour, unless you have a chance to go and listen to the archived sessions. Real salt, or Redmond sea salt, comes from an old seabed in Utah. It's deep within the earth, so it's protected from the elements and the pollutions that we have in our current oceans. But the real difference, it's rich in trace minerals that really benefit the body. And because of the trace minerals and the lack of the chemicals that are in many of your salts and many of you, even your sea salts, it has a real sweet flavor that really brings out a lot of nuances in foods. So it's a great place to start. If you visit the website that you have, you've got the little shakers you can take with you when you're traveling. You know, it's a lot of people will buy real salt, and they'll keep it in their kitchens, but they find that they get so used to it, and it's just such an essential part of the meal and their nutrition, and there's actually even a diet program that requires the people on the program to use real salt as a supplement. You can still salt your food with it, but it's actually a supplement as part of this diet program.
Well, so, one of the things that I was going to talk about a little bit with you, too, is that some people in agriculture are actually using sea salt as part of their fertilizer program. I think that surprises folks when they hear that, because most people think that there is a negative connotation to salt, but it really depends on what kind of salt you're talking about.
You know what? You're absolutely right, and there's several doctors now, MDs, DOs, you know, medical doctors, who are saying that they've been misled, that salt isn't bad. There's actually one who's published a book, and the book title is Salt, Your Way to Health. It's a neat book and talks about how our bodies require salt to live and how a salt-free diet is one of the biggest mistakes you can make. It's just that you need the right kind of salt, which, again, is something like Redmond Real Salt, Redmond Sea Salt, or, you know, some other brands that haven't been changed and full of chemicals.
Well, one of the things that I'm glad you brought up, when I travel, I sometimes forget to do this, and it makes me mad when I do, but you have little small shakers that you could easily take in your pocket or throw in your briefcase or put into the suitcase, so that when you're eating out, when you're traveling, you don't have to eat just the refined, fairly toxic sodium chloride that's on the table in most restaurants, unfortunately. Are y'all having any success at getting the chefs and the restaurants to have the Redmond in the restaurants?
You know what we do? We have several chefs. Now, obviously not your less expensive, you know, processed food type restaurants would be interested in paying a little more for a higher quality product, but there's several. One is a chef, Jimmy Sneed. He's got several restaurants around the country, does very well. So there are select restaurants who are using it, but it's definitely not mainstream yet. The one interesting thing, I was at a trade show, and this lady came up to the booth and just very animated when she came up and just so excited to see us at the show. And she reaches in her pocket and pulls out this little 2-ounce shaker, little travel shaker.
Right.
And she tells me the story, and she said, you know what, I started using your salt. And when I did, I noticed I didn't have my water retention problems. You know, every time I used to fly on an airplane, my ankles would swell.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, once I started using your product, that never happened. And she said, but the problem was I started traveling, and as I travel, when I'm usually flying and having, you know, not maybe eating as well anyway, not having your salt, I have to take my shoes off, my feet swell, my ankles swell as soon as I get on the plane. She said, I found this little 2-ounce shaker in the store. And she says, it never leaves my side, because whenever I eat out, whenever I travel, I know I've got the real salt with me.
I think that's a great idea, and I need to be more consistent about doing it myself. What we do is we buy the little pouches that you have, and then we refill salt shakers of various sizes at home. But that little small shaker is just perfect for taking with you wherever you go.
It fits, fits in the glove compartment. You can put it in the trailer. I mean, you can have 3 or 4 of those, so you've always got real salt, so you don't have to eat the refined chemical sea salts.
That's Daryl Bouchard. He's with the Redmond Company. If you want to talk about salt or anything else, we're going to visit for just a little bit more, and then we'll open it up to anything you want to ask about. But the telephone number for me from anywhere is 1-866-444-3478. I look forward, Daryl, to visiting and seeing the place. The shots you sent are great. And by the way, everybody can see what the mine looks like in Utah. It's not too far, 150 miles from Salt Lake City. And if you go down to the bottom of dirtdoctor.com, you can see under special features, it says Redmond Salt. And the photographs that Daryl sent me just yesterday are right there. The clay is a completely different product. It's a soil-building product that I'm very high on. I also take it personally myself every day. Tell us a little bit more about the clay, Daryl.
You know, Howard, the first time I ever heard about you and your program, I knew you as the Dirt Doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to kind of smile because my dad is known locally here as the Clay Doctor.
Oh, really?
because clay has been used for centuries from cultures all around the world for all kinds of things. Now, today, you find it, we sell clay to put in soil as a soil amendment, also as a supplement for the cattle and livestock industry. But for people, clay is essential. And there's two ways you use clay. Now, the first, when people are exposed to clay, is usually they've heard about using clay at a spa.
Right.
And they've seen it used for facials. And,
right.
And Cleopatra and everybody, everybody has heard about using clay for facials. The reason that clay works for a facial, the right kind of clay, and there's all kinds of clay, some work better than others, but clay on a facial, as you put it on, it increases the circulation and draws out impurities, which is why in every spa in the world you'll find clay facials. Well, if you can have something on your skin that would increase the circulation, remove bacteria and toxins, whether you're trying to look pretty or you're using it for a mosquito bite or a bee sting, or you've got into some poison ivy, or you've got into some poison oak, almost anything topical, clay works for. Because whether it's a facial or a bee sting or even a rash or a bruise or a cut, you want to increase the circulation so you can get fresh blood to the area, and you want to remove and draw out the impurities or the toxins. And so clay works. If you've ever heard of clay working great for a facial, you're right, it does. But that's such a limiting use of clay.
Sure.
So, now you mentioned taking it internally. If you actually, I ought to send you a copy of an e-book that we have. You can put on your website. It's called We Eat Clay and Wear It Too. Because once you're familiar with clay and you know how well it works on your skin, it doesn't sound all that crazy to eat dirt or eat clay.
Now, we have a book in our store that's about the benefits of clay, but it's a different book than the one you're mentioning there.
Do you remember the title of the one that you
have? I can look it up in a minute, but it's pretty good, too. It talks about clay generically. It's not about your specific product, but it talks about the history of it. And it's good. It's real good information.
It might be The Healing Power of
That's
Clay.
That's it. That's the one.
It's a great book. Yeah. A good place to start.
Yeah. Tell you what, we've got a caller that wants to chat with you for a minute. Garlic Mike is one of our regulars. Hello, Mike.
Hey, Howard. How's it going, buddy?
Just great.
Daryl, I have used in the past Mediterranean sea salts, and then I've watched a lot on TV, nature shows and such about the contamination of the med. So is that something we need to be concerned about with those salts?
You know, I hate to, you know, to use tactics, you know, like fear and things like that, but we do have a lot of customers that prefer our salt for that very reason, because they've seen the pollution in some of our current oceans. One of the other challenges...
Daryl, can you hold that thought? We're going to need to take a quick break, and we'll finish up with Mike when we come back. Mike, can you hang on?
Yes.
All right, we'll be back. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. To get our newsletter, send us an email to info@dirtdoctor.com. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. See these products we're talking about.
Thrive by Alpha Biosystems may be the most important product that has come on the market since I've been preaching organics. Beneficial bacteria plus mycorrhizal fungi to enhance the soil life, clean up pet odors, clear up ponds and water features, and heal sick plants. Thrive works great, it's cost effective, and it's good for all planting. For more information, go to alphabiosystems.com or call them 888-265-7929 or check with your local organic retailer.
Every year, more than a million children are poisoned by common household chemicals. Why take chances with your family's health when there's a safe alternative? EcoSmart, the safe pesticide brand. Proven effective against bugs, but safe for people, pets, and the environment. EcoSmart is so safe, it can say it on the label. Can your pesticide do that? Look for the green and white packages with pictures of children and pets. Not just smart, EcoSmart.
Tired of poor performing crops, gardens, or lawns? You have areas where things don't grow well or at all. Texas Plant and Soil Lab offers you the most accurate and thorough soil nutrition test in the industry. Our special method is accurate for every soil type, and why growers and homeowners see remarkable results with reduced costs by following our detailed recommendations. Each test is performed individually with your report designed specifically for your soil, your plants, and your fertilization practice. Our Ask the Plant program for growers is our exclusive crop monitoring program that allows you to make nutritional corrections before plant development and fruiting are permanently reduced. The quality of the water you use for irrigation is also critical to the health of your soil and plants. We can provide you a complete analysis and corrective recommendations for your water. Go to TexasPlantAndSoilLab.com today to find out about custom tests, see useful information, examples of real reports, and a full description of our services. That's TexasPlantAndSoilLab.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit HowardGarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers. Nitrogen-only products are even worse. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf has kneaded and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com. There's more to an organic lifestyle than organic gardening and natural organic foods. These are important, but so are the following: non-toxic paints and stains, cleaning products, water filters, bed and bath products, bamboo cutting boards and food utensils, recycled artful countertops, energy-efficient cookware, natural pet products, as well as energy-saving products like the right light fixtures and solar chargers for electrical devices. The place that can help you with wonderful advice and all of these products is Green Living. They're very easy to find. It's greenliving.com or dirtdoctor.com. Green Living has all of the gardening products recommended by the Dirt Doctor, but also organic coffee, The Missing Link, Redmond Sea Salt, baby care, bed and bath, home care, and pet products. That's greenliving.com or dirtdoctor.com.
Spring is here, and it often brings the need for many home repair projects. Is your household budget stretched so it's hard to afford basic home repairs and improvement projects? Here are some Green Living do-it-yourself projects that will enhance your health and save you money. Fix a leaky faucet. Paint a room with low VOC paint. Install an attic tent to create an air transfer barrier between your attic and living areas. Install a solar attic fan. Enjoy a high-powered, water-saving showerhead. Purchase do-it-yourself radiant barrier for your attic ceiling. Or get an easy-to-install under-sink water filtration system. These projects require having the right tools and, more importantly, great information so you don't have to figure everything out by yourself. Visit howardgarrett.com for helpful step-by-step advice, how-to guides, and the best products for your spring Green Living home improvement projects.
Okay, Howard Garrett back with you. The telephone number is 866-444-3478. Daryl Bouchard is with us from the Redmond Sea Salt Company. Garlic Mike is with us also, and I just disconnected Daryl. I'm sorry. Kevin. Mike, go ahead, and I'll get him back up in a minute. You were mainly just wondering about the Mediterranean sea salt.
Well, I also had a comment about the clays. I'm from Lincoln Parish, Louisiana, up in north central part of the country, and it's we have a lot of red clay up in that area, real fine, silty red clay.
Right.
And it's real common for the pregnant women to dry that in the oven and then powder it and mix it in food and eat it. And when the babies are born, they have almost like a silt coating on the outside of them, and the collagen around the skin is very heavy. And they seem to think that eases delivery. My grandfather was a veterinarian. I grew up. People used to feed it to their animals, too.
Well, you know, that book that we've got on our web store is about all those issues. And basically, that author says that any kind of clay is basically good for you. We'll get Daryl back here in a second, and he can talk specifically about the Redmond clay. But yeah, it's something that has been going on in various cultures for a long time, and basically a clean clay that's not contaminated with something is good for you. Let's see if we've got we got him back. Is Daryl there?
I'm here.
Okay, sorry about that, Daryl. I put Mike back on and cut you off in the meantime. Mike was talking about the fact that clay, where he came from. Where was it, Mike, you came from?
I'm from Ruston, Louisiana in Lincoln Parish.
And there's a red clay there that they use and got great benefits. Good quality clay that's not contaminated is a good thing to do. Y'all's has the salt, I guess, associated with it and maybe better in some ways.
Well, every clay has different properties. Topically, you're looking for a clay that really draws, and some clays will draw harder than others. So if you were to put it on a bee sting or put it on a face for a facial, some will draw harder, and the harder it draws, the more it increases the circulation and the more, you know, pull you get out of the poultice of the clay. And there's a lot of good clays out there. So if you find a clay that's there and it's working great, I think that sounds wonderful. One of the things that Gandhi said when in writing on clays is, and actually there's a book, that the first real clay user was a guy named, at least that was written about, was a guy named Raymond Dextreet, who wrote a book called Our Earth, Our Cure. And he says, you know, if you find a clay that doesn't work for you, don't give up on clay. Just find a different source.
Yeah.
You've got a lot of people.
Yeah. Different chemistry maybe or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And internally, you know, we talked a lot about topical uses of clay. And internal uses of clay does pretty much four things. One, clay is rich in minerals. And as you know, that's always a great thing for the body. The other thing with Redmond clay, it has a very high pH. Redmond clay pH is between 8.7 and 9.8. So for upset stomachs and heartburn acid issues, you take something that's quite alkaline, and it will help raise the body's alkalinity and get rid of some of that acid. The other thing about clay, you're familiar with activated charcoal.
Sure.
Probably a lot of your listeners are. One of the reasons that EMTs carry activated charcoal is because activated charcoal has a huge surface area to surface tension ratio. And if you put something like that in the stomach, it's going to bind and absorb stuff to it. So if, you know, somebody's overdosed or has food poisoning, people will take activated charcoal because it binds the toxins in the stomach, and so it doesn't enter the bloodstream. Well, clay does the same thing. And so it, people take clay to, you know, for upset stomachs and food poisoning because it does bind toxins in it because of the surface area to surface tension ratio. And finally, clay is very strongly negatively charged.
Yeah.
It's called the cation exchange capacity. And so by taking something that's very negative, it absorbs things that are positive, you know, free radical aluminum, a lot of your pesticides, a lot of your toxins in the body are positively charged. So not only does it act like a sponge, like, you know, the activated charcoal does, but it actually acts like a magnet, and it draws positively charged toxins to it to help pull that out of the system.
How would this compare to a high-quality DE in an animal food?
Diatomaceous earth is different. I don't know all of the properties on why diatomaceous earth is good. I know it is good.
We do recommend it, too, by the way.
My understanding is diatomaceous earth is more of a, and Howard, you can probably correct me if I'm wrong, more of a really finely ground micro, like a seashell, like a sea creature.
It's the skeletons
of diatoms,
and the one that we recommend is a freshwater, and it looks like little barrels full of holes, and has this incredibly high surface area, and it does help pull toxins out of the body. It helps digestion, does a lot of things, but you're right. It's a completely different mechanism than the clay. I think they're both very beneficial.
And that's what we have a lot of. I haven't taken a lot of diatomaceous earth, but we have a lot of customers that call in that say that they use clay and diatomaceous earth side by side.
Yeah.
Because although they're similar in some respects, they're different enough with the minerals and the negative charge that they use both of them.
That's right. I think you get a lot more trace mineral benefit from the clay and certain things, and then the DE, especially a good quality DE that has real high surface area like we recommend, does some other things. Mike, anything else you had there? Bottom line is the clay is great.
What about ratios for animal food? Would you mix it more or less the same as a DE?
You know, that is a great question for my dad. He does more with the ag side. I know we sell a lot of clay, but I don't know on the animal how much they use.
We'll have that guest on next time, okay? Daryl, thanks very much, and I will talk to both of you guys later on. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back right after this.
Nothing can ruin your yard like moles. That's why there's Mole Scram, the one mole repellent that really works. Mole Scram quickly and effectively reduces mole activity and gives your yard triple action protection against moles. Mole Scram is all granular, environmentally safe, and completely organic. It's easy to apply, just sprinkle or spread, and it comes with a money-back guarantee. Get Mole Scram today at fine nurseries and garden centers or go to molescram.com. Molescram. The name says it all. Learn to live more natural and organic by purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic program is better in every way. The organic method is the most efficient, most cost-effective, and most fun of any approach. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping or delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and natural living. Howard Garrett books can be found in the online store at dirtdoctor.com or in stores in your neighborhood. Purchase one of these fine books today so you can start enjoying living the natural way.
What cookware should I use? It's a great question because you may already be aware of the problems with pesticides on produce, the mercury in fish, and the chemicals generally in our food. But you may not be aware that your choice of kitchenware can make a difference too. Typical pots and pans can contain chemicals which can leach into your food, Teflon in particular, but also aluminum and PVC plastic. Here are some guidelines to watch for. Avoid nonstick pans, pots, bakeware, and utensils because they contain Teflon. Although nonstick kitchenware is very convenient, Teflon is made from toxic compounds which have been linked to cancer and reproductive problems. Avoid aluminum pots and pans that may cause aluminum to leach into the food. It's best to use glass bakeware and stainless steel or cast iron pots and pans. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great health-improving products for your kitchen.
Let's talk about Munster Natural Dog Food. It's made with a blend of five different grains, and that's different because most pet foods have only one or two. Flaxseed is added to become the richest source of omega-3 in any pet food out there. Nutritional experts have found that a diet rich in omega-3 and natural antioxidants significantly improves the health and appearance of animals. Natural tocopherols, which are a source of vitamin E, citric acid, and rosemary extract are the natural antioxidants used in Munster Natural instead of the toxic chemicals that I don't like BHA, BHT, and ethoxyquin. Fortified with vitamins and minerals, Munster Natural comes in three different rations for puppies, mothers, and athletes, for normally active dogs, and for senior and less active dogs. But also now, the latest addition is Munster Natural's chicken and rice formula, which contains no wheat or corn. Munster Natural cat food has the same basic special ingredients.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Howard, back with you. That number is 866-444-3478 if you want to talk about anything. Green living, landscaping, gardening, pest control, whatever it is, nutrition. Daryl Bouchard was with us from Redmond, the Redmond Company, and I'll just close out that conversation by saying that the Redmond Sea Salt is something that I'm a huge fan of. You can get more information on the website, the Redmond Clay. I also take myself personally every day, and I recommend highly. The products are available at the Green Living Shop. They might be in the retail store near you, and I recommend that you recommend to the stores to get it. Some garden centers, some health food stores, some even grocery stores carry the products. And if not, you can get them through our website. Just go to dirtdoctor.com or green-living.com and check it all out. There's a book there, as we were talking, that covers the whole thing. And we'll be getting more information for you and building this up and up. If you go to the bottom of dirtdoctor.com right now, you'll see under special features the Redmond Salt. And you can even see the
the mine that photographs that Daryl sent me yesterday have been put on there. And if you didn't hear me talking about it earlier, we also have a new little feature there under special features that is a kind of a beautiful and sad thing together. It's the it's what's left of the trees, the beautiful trees across Galveston Island that were destroyed by Hurricane Ike, and what somebody got going there, some artist or somebody got some artists going. They carved the trunks into beautiful art, and we have a slideshow for you there right at the bottom of dirtdoctor.com, so check all that out. Let's see what else I need to catch up on real quick. Oh, somebody, we talked briefly about bagworms in another hour, and I didn't really quite finish. Bagworms have hit pretty hard this year on some people's plants. Once the bags are hanging on the plant, all you can do is physically remove them, which I recommend. Remove as many as you can get a hold of. It won't do you any good at all to spray any kind of a organic or toxic chemical pesticide. Can't get through the silk that is in the inside of those bags that are hanging on the tree. I'm not talking about webworms where you have a big silky web up in the tree. I'm talking about bagworms, which are the little oval, elongated oval bags that are hanging all around. They're only about 2 inches long or something like that. Inside that bag is a worm, the larva of a little ugly moth. And the female is what it is. The female actually pulls that bag around in the spring and eats and skeletonizes leaves. At that point, and you're past that point now, but just for reference, and this information is on dirtdoctor.com and also in my Texas bug book also, you can spray when the little females are moving around feeding in the early spring with an orange oil-based product, with BT, Bacillus thuringiensis, the biological sprays. You can use neem, I suppose. You can use any of the organic killing sprays and kill it pretty easily at that point. Once they're hanging on the plant, all you can do is physical removal. And try to figure out what the stress is on the plant. They generally attack plants that are in stress, exposing the root flare, making sure it's showing and not your plant's not buried too deep in the ground. You're not overwatering or underwatering. Those are the issues that send the plant spiraling into some kind of stress, and then here come the insects like the bagworms. Again, more information on the website and in my book. Back to the phone, and we've got some open lines for you now if you want to jump on here at 866-444-3478. Paula is next up in the colony in Texas. Hi, Paula.
Hi. We have two blueberries that were growing in containers, and we didn't know about peat moss being an antimicrobial.
Uh-huh.
And we mixed a bunch in there to try to bring the soil pH down so that the blueberries would survive. And then I read about the peat moss. And I really don't want to stress the plants by transplanting them.
You don't need to. You can leave what you've done there, Paula. It's just that a lot of people don't realize what you do now, that peat moss is antimicrobial. When it's mixed with compost and other things, it blends all out and the biological activity stays pretty good. If you haven't already, you need to drench the root zone, the whole potting soil mass there, with Garrett juice and the product called Thrive.
Okay. Now, the soil isn't draining very well. I mean, it stays wet for days, and I thought you had to water blueberries just about every day.
Well, it depends on the soil or the potting soil and how well it's draining out. What's the composition of the soil? What percentage is the peat moss in the potting soil now?
I don't know, but I would say a lot, because there was already some
in the potting soil.
Yeah, and then we couldn't get the pH down, so we mixed in a bunch more.
Okay, well, let's get the Garrett juice, either your own Garrett juice mixture or a commercial one, and the commercial product called Thrive, and drench in there. What are the pots made of?
Plastic.
Okay, I don't even know how to explain this. I need to figure this out one day. For some reason, plastic pots drain poorly compared to clay pots and, you know, whiskey barrels and things like that. wine barrels, drill some additional holes in the side of the pot.
Okay.
And do the drenching I talked about. Drill more holes in there. If you can raise the bottom off the ground so it's up on little feet of rocks or brick or something like that. In other words, anything you can do to make the drainage more positive.
Okay. And are you supposed to aerate soil in containers?
No, you're going to do more damage to the root system than good.
Okay.
With that. Let's just get the drainage better. Get the two products drenched through, kick that biological activity up, in other words, as much as you possibly can. It would also probably help to put in addition to Garrett juice, a little dry molasses, a little more sugar, and let's work on that drainage in your plant. Probably will be okay.
Okay, and can you recommend any books on container gardening?
There have been some in the past, and, you know, I don't remember seeing any lately. One of the ones in the past that I used to use was by a fellow that was kind of a friend of mine that was not into organics down at A&M. And his book was pretty good, except he still recommended peat moss and synthetic fertilizers and pine bark and all the things that I don't recommend. So that's a good question. I don't know what a good current container book is. I'll make a note of that, and I'll try to do a newsletter or put something on my blog about it sometime soon.
Great. Thank you very much.
Appreciate your call, Paula. Thank you. And we've got open lines, so jump on here at 1-866-444-3478. One of the things that I guess surprises people is that some of the organic materials that are the most commonly sold are the ones that I recommend the least. Peat moss, as you just heard, I don't recommend at all except for one thing, and I just did something with some peat moss at home. In fact, I went into Redenta's local organic store to buy some peat moss, and they just raised their eyebrows. They said, "Howard, Garrett is trying to buy peat moss." I said, "Yeah, I want to store some stuff." They had sphagnum. They didn't have regular peat moss, so I ended up going to a hardware store and buying some peat moss. I stored quite a number of Irish potatoes in peat moss, and I'll show you that. I'll keep a record of that, how well that works, and see if that's a good way to do it. A lot of people had asked me how to keep their Irish potatoes around for a longer period of time. And that's what I assumed would work, because it works very well on bulbs that you're storing or roots of rhizomes, various things that you need to keep protected over the winter. And peat moss works well for that, for the same reason that we don't recommend it in potting soils and in beds. It works well to store things because it is antimicrobial. It won't let the material rot. Well, that's just the opposite of what we want to have in soil. We want to have this rich, biological, decomposing life in the soil. So things are breaking down very efficiently, and it's all working well. So what do we recommend instead of peat moss? Well, we recommend coconut fiber. It's pretty easy to find out there now. But we also recommend compost. We recommend compost as the main ingredient, and then to it you add either a shredded cedar or the coconut fiber or something like that. Pine bark we don't recommend as a mulch, like a lot of people recommend it, because it won't stay in place. It washes and blows away. But in potting soil, and a lot of growers and a lot of people still use it, and this confuses folks a lot, the reason we don't like it is because as pine bark breaks down, it starts decomposing and disassembling and forming some natural chemicals that are pretty nasty for plant growth, alcohol and terpenes and various kinds of things that, by the way, you don't have if you use pine needles, pine straw. Pine needles, great mulch, and ground up can even be used in potting soils. Completely different chemistry and makeup than another part of the same plant. It's a strange deal, but that's the way it works. Top dressing mulch, what we recommend is shredded native tree trimmings. They're by far the best, by better than any other top dressing mulch you can use. Partially completed compost is pretty good as well. Cypress I also don't recommend because it won't break down, and it's an environmental problem about how it's harvested. Ann in Waxahachie next up. Hello, Ann.
Good morning. Can you tell me what you think about a Chinese pistachio in the area where I live? It is nothing but solid rock and alkaline soil.
Well, Chinese pistachio or Chinese pistache has some issues. I like the plant. I think it's beautiful. I have it in my plant books. I have it on the website. And in the past, I've been pretty positive about it. In fact, I had a big one in the backyard at my home until it snapped off at the base and blew over. And that points out one of the real issues that it has. It is the most notorious tree that's on the market for being too deep in the soil and having circling and girdling roots. And so if you do buy a Chinese pistachio tree, one is it's going to suffer a little bit in solid rock and a real high alkaline situation that has caliche in it. It'll grow in an alkaline clay, no problem at all. But it does have some other issues. Let me put you on hold, and let's talk about it just a little bit more when I come back. Can you hang with me?
Yeah, thank you.
All right, I'll be back in a little bit. It's 866-444-3478. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and the website is dirtdoctor.com.
There's more to an organic lifestyle than organic gardening and natural organic foods. These are important, but so are the following: non-toxic paints and stains, cleaning products, water filters, bed and bath products, bamboo cutting boards and food utensils, recycled artful countertops, energy-efficient cookware, natural pet products, as well as energy-saving products like the right light fixtures and solar chargers for electrical devices. The place that can help you with wonderful advice and all of these products is Green Living. They're very easy to find. It's greenliving.com or dirtdoctor.com. Green Living has all of the gardening products recommended by the Dirt Doctor, but also organic coffee, The Missing Link, Redmond Sea Salt, baby care, bed and bath, home care, and pet products. That's greenliving.com or dirtdoctor.com.
If you've listened to me at all, you know I'm a big fan of zeolite to use for improving the soil, but there's a zeolite company down south of San Antonio that's got the highest quality zeolite I've seen, and they have a product that's good for your horses, for your pets, for your swimming pool, as well as for the soil. For information, go to zeotechcorp.com. Check with your local nursery, feed store, or hardware store and ask for Zeotech Zeolite. If not in your local retail store, check out the Green Living Shop at dirtdoctor.com.
It's spring, and the deer are back dining on your garden delights. People everywhere have found the best natural solution to lost greenery. It's Deer Scram, America's finest deer repellent. Deer Scram is organic and really works, guaranteed. Deer Scram's granular formula is easily applied, doesn't smell bad, and lasts through rainfall. Look for Deer Scram and find independent nurseries and garden centers, or visit deerscram.com. That's deerscram.com. Deer Scram, the name says it all.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
This spring, keep your lawn in shape with quality outdoor power equipment from Steel. Clear leaves and yard debris with the Steel BG55 handheld blower, just $149.99. Great for quickly cleaning driveways, sidewalks, and hard-to-reach places, the BG55 is a reliable handheld blower at an affordable price. And tackle tough spring weeds with the FS45 grass trimmer. Lightweight and well-balanced, this trimmer makes lawn care a breeze. And at $149.99, you get more value for your money. Get the job done with the Steel MS-170 chainsaw. This reliable, lightweight saw is ideal for your home wood cutting needs. And the anti-vibration system allows for comfortable operation. Now just $179.99 with a 14-inch bar. Check out the full line of Steel outdoor power equipment and discover the difference a Steel can make. See your local Steel dealer today or visit steeldealers.com. That's S-T-I-H-L dealers.com. All prices and promotions are BME SRP. Available at participating dealers while supplies last.
One of the things that I do is to look around for the very best products and services in any category, and that's certainly what I did on this hearing issue. And I ran into a company called Affordable Hearing, and they are the company that I recommend. A lot of reasons. They have several locations. They will meet with you on Saturday or Sunday if that will help your schedule. Their hearing helpline is 800-521-1592. It's available for you 24-7 to answer your questions. And it's also the number you call to set an appointment with Greg Keeney or one of his Affordable Hearing staff members to give you a free hearing test and then let you take one of the high-quality hearing aids home and try it for a while. See how you like it before you have any obligation at all. It's a Dirt Doctor recommendation, Affordable Hearing. They use only the latest and greatest technology, and they'll save you money through their excellent prices. Affordable Hearing at 800-521-1592.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources, such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Okay, Howard Garrett back with you, 1-866-444-3478. By the way, I'm delighted that so many of you jumped on our website, the Green Living Shop, and ordered the wonderful hose that we've discovered for the watering hose. If you haven't seen it, haven't heard about that, listen to the archive of last week's show and check out the hose. It's by far the best one on the market. It's just incredible. And we were talking with Ann about Chinese pistachio tree, Chinese pistachio trees, whichever way you want to call it. You still there, Ann?
I am.
The it's a pretty tree. It grows pretty quickly. Beautiful fall color. The females have berries that are interesting. But besides the fact that it has this issue about being planted too deeply in the growing operations, and then when you plant one, you've got to be real careful about getting the soil off the flare. It's got the, and related to that's the circling, girdling roots. So if you're going to plant one, you always need to be very diligent about raking all the soil off of the root flare, and you almost always will find circling, girdling roots on a Chinese pistache.
Wow.
And you need to cut them away if you go this route. Solid rock, it's going to get a little chlorosis problem. It needs soil. It can take a high pH soil without any problem. But it does have one other issue, and that's why I wanted to hold you to talk about it a little bit more. And it has now been put on the invasive species list.
Really?
Yeah, the seed are spread by birds, and they're popping up all over the place, and the native plant people and others have
put it on the bad list, not recommending it. So you just need to know that. It's sold all over the place out there, and there's a lot of growers that are growing it. But it has been now officially put on the invasive species list. The berries on those female plants will germinate 100%. There's a little interesting point about it, though, and you can see the photographs on our website. The berries will be red at first, and then they'll turn blue. Well, it's the blue ones that will germinate. The red ones won't.
Okay.
So
wow.
If you ever want to grow one, or if you want to try to find a male, which would be better, there's no way you can tell until it starts to set fruit. But the male plants, would be a better way because they're not going to spread seed and become, a problem with invasive with its invasive nature.
Well, I had no idea. Thank you so much.
One of the largest ones that I know of is in Dallas, and there's a picture of it in my book from Plants of the Metroplex through my latest books. And I've always thought it was pretty, but I'm probably not going to recommend it and plant it myself very much at all anymore.
Okay. Well, then that's the way I'm going to go, too.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ann. Probably a lot of people growing that, not happy with that position, but, you just got to talk about things the way they really are. One, there's two that aren't on the market very much that need to replace that. I think that are terrific. One is Lacey Oak, and the other is Big Tooth Maple, grow in the same part of the United States that the Chinese pistachio growing in. By the way, that reminds me, too, we have a native Texas pistachio. It's called Texas pistachio. It has real fine textured foliage. And it has some red berries, and it's not invasive. It's a plant that really behaves itself. It doesn't get to be as big a tree, a little slower growing, but it's another terrific alternative for you to look at. 866-444-3478. Brian in Euless next up. Hi, Brian.
Good morning, Dr. Garrett.
What's up?
I have a problem with my St. Augustine that I've gotten compliments on before because it's so thick and lush, and it's been that way ever since I started, actually since I found you about 10 years ago on the radio. I think what's going on, it's turning very, very light green to yellow. What may have precipitated it is it's only happening in one section next to my neighbor's driveway. He had some guy for the last 3 weeks come in and mow his yard, and they mowed it down to maybe an inch tall.
Uh-huh.
3 weeks in a row. And now I've got irregular spots turning this yellowish, light greenish color.
Were they throwing any of their stuff over your way?
I don't think they threw anything on it. They cut it. They left the trimmings there, which is the only good thing they did.
Well, what you're talking about there, that symptom looks like possibly the precursor of a disease coming in, and it could be related to all the heavy rain that we've been having. What's your fertilizer program? What have you done in the past?
I use Texas P. I'll switch it every year depending on the price. I usually get it at some of the places that you recommend.
Different organic fertilizers, though.
It's always been organic. I will put on seaweed fertilizer or seaweed and fish emulsion.
Okay.
So I'll spray it with that.
Let's do this, Brian. Let's put out, if you haven't lately, an application of dry molasses, about 10 pounds per 1,000 square feet, and then spray a pretty good drenching of Garrett Juice and the product called Thrive. They have a turf version, a turf Thrive, and it hooks on a garden hose, one of those hose end sprayers. It's one of the few cases where I like that technique, that device, because it works real well in that situation. Give that a try, and if it doesn't turn around right away, get back with me, okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
Let me know. And thanks, everybody, for being with us. The Green Living Shop, go in there and take a look at the Redmond Sea Salt that I've been bragging about so much, and the Redmond Clay and all the other wonderful things if they're not in your local retail stores. If you want our newsletter, comes out every Tuesday. The next one will be about the salt. Send us an email. Send it to info@dirtdoctor.com or just fill out the little form that's there on the site. dirtdoctor.com or howardgarrett.com.